And joining us once again from Life Cycles, our friend Dr. Lee DeRemer. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Good morning again, Annie. Good morning again, Fred.
So great to have you on. Yeah. We love talking about Life Cycles. I love hearing the stories about how God is using this ministry to touch the lives of teens. Any that come to mind that you can share with us, Lee?
There sure is. You know, everybody has their own story. We're all on our own journey, and we touch some folks' lives for a year or two, and some for a lot longer. I'd like to mention a person who started with us in our very first month over 6 years ago and has ridden with us faithfully for these 6 years. From age 12 to 18, graduating high school now, this person has ridden to Niagara Falls.
Wow.
Lake Placid, New York, Boston, Pittsburgh, Washington, D.C., and all of the many rides in between. He has also completed curriculum books. He's accepted the Lord into his life. I may have mentioned he's graduating here locally this spring and going on to what's next. And this summer, he will be part of our eight-teenager, five-leader team riding across the country on our Trans Am team. Wow. It's just a great story of somebody and his mom who were committed to growing together in community with Life Cycles, and it's been a real pleasure to be engaged in their lives, really, for this last 6.5 years.
I love that, and I love that you have so much going on, so many cool rides, not only your weekly rides, but these other rides. Tell us about the summer opportunities you have for teens and the kind of person they might be specifically for.
Thanks. The rides that we have are for anybody who shows up. We really have a philosophy of ministry that where we believe if somebody shows up, that's a divine appointment. Mm-hmm. It's our role to meet them where they're at, find out what they're doing well, and build on that. So we have no entry barriers whatsoever, no cost, no tryouts. When somebody comes out, we enjoy seeing them, and we therefore are able to engage them in any of a range of different ride groups with different ride strengths and skills. So all are welcome. From late April till the end of August, we meet in one of the four locations I described earlier for a weeknight ride with good mentoring, lots of safety training, and a hot meal together and prayer and some spiritual encouragement. We really want to keep asking people this spring during those rides, who is Jesus and what are you going to do about it?
Wow. That's so
the,
cool.
We have Saturday rides twice a month from May through October. And in late July, early August, we will be taking three different teams on a week-long summer challenge ride for those who are ready for it. And that'll be a really neat trail ride from Pittsburgh to Washington, D.C. on the nation's most popular trail ride. We're excited about that. And so this is the routine we go through each year. Weekly rides, Saturday rides for longer rides and deeper conversations, and then a week-long ride for those who are ready for it, where we really get to know one another. This year, uniquely, for our first time, we're putting together a trip across the country. It's taken a lot of planning. We planned on doing it last year, but we had to put it in the can because of COVID and dusted off this year, and we're very excited to be doing that. So lots going on in what is clearly our busiest, most aggressive ride calendar yet. We're sure grateful for the generous support of people who've made this possible and our home church at Community Fellowship Church that has supported us as one of its missions so well, so long.
Great to find out about how Life Cycles is working in the lives of teens and people riding bike. Find out how you could get involved, how your team can get involved. Go to lifecyclesteam.org. Lee, thank you so much for joining us and sharing your heart about Life Cycles. We hope you have a great rest of your day.
Bye, Lee.
Bye, Annie. Bye, Fred. Thanks. Have a wonderful day.